하지 못해 또 다시
KUT, yeah. Hey, yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Hey, yo, check 1, 2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. You listening to K? Yo, check 1, 2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. You listening to CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
Yeah, perfect, man. Thanks a lot, man. Keep doing that. Real heads, keep listening.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs, but my only drug is hip hop. You love this life. It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Yeah, good afternoon, Montreal. I'm your host, Weezy Montez to the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I know y'all used to hear me on a Friday morning on the morning detour from 7 to 9, but today, the 3 to 5, the Weezy Rush Hour. I got Joe Anthony on the interview, 2-time NBA champs. I got my boy King Champs out of Philly. But you know, let's kick it off. DJ Maddie, Guardians of the Galaxy. You know how we do things. Let's go!
Hold on, I don't got a ton today. Money on my mind, I got to grow.
Hold on, I don't got a ton today. Money on my mind, I got to grow.
Hold on, I don't got a ton today. Money on my mind, I got to grow today. Get that on delay. Tell my brothers you ain't gotta worry, I'ma find a way. Just go line and pay. Hop at the portrait, follow my mama's day. A card in the car today. Sun gon' shine today.
I remember them cold nights. Ninth grade chief keep first drop don't like. Why the time had to go by? Eat a free lunch in the school, used to roll dice. I remember I ain't have it. I was broke, put that shit in the past tense. Check out my Jag tense. Had to boss up, can't live average. How the bridge, still broke. Put on my men, put on my lil bros. Need a Brazil. 2003, my cousin taught me how to heel toe. Swear I ain't dancing. I transcend, don't need no damn friends. Rap for grabs and I swear it's getting rammed.
I don't got a time today. Money on my mind, I got to grind today. Get that on delay. Tell my brothers you ain't gotta worry, I'ma find a way. Gone line in place. Hot not the Porsche too early on my mama say. My card in decline today. Sun gon' shine today.
Listen, man, I hope y'all ain't stuck in traffic. I know the Wi-Fi is Gucci on the metro now. We got snow coming. Multiple days of snow. You seen them cleaning up the roads the last couple days, messing up the traffic and all of that. Montreal, my city. We almost out of it, man. February's the toughest winter month. But, you know, we might still get a snowstorm in April. You know how these guys mix up things. It's the Weezy Rush Hour. DJ Matty. We have 2 great interviews coming up. Let's go.
Red Bone. Flat. Jello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis Apollo. Ice around, know me. I'm a year old boy, Ginobili. I like my red bone, flat, jello, light skin, yellow, iced out, hello. I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis Apollo. Ice around, know me. I'm a year old boy, Ginobili.
I've been so gone. Red bones, my type, light skin, fat, jello. Huh? But be switching sides nowadays on a regular. I never respected it. Money over, I know that's everything. Money over, I know that's high. Rocking BBS by Elliot Weatherman's. I won't never ever give in a wedding. 45 on my hip, I ain't fighting. I'm chewing on that like a vitamin. Pockets be on E. Something they already know, but I'm dropping the T. They making up rumors and lies. Okay, I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm out of fatigue. None of my bitch be mine. They could have been one of yours. They out of your league. I'ma just call her Fatima. Now that ain't really her name, but she for the team. I get flies if it's like I looted up. All this money you talking ain't with us. I'm the king of New York and don't got it. Pop was alive, it would have been two
like
of us.
Red bone, flat, jello, light skin, yellow, iced out. Hello, I'm the king of New York, mellow. Black hair by the Regis Apollo. Ice around, know me. I'm a year old boy, you know me. I like you.
Fill up the Zingo and turn up.
Talking to the moon.
Fill up the Zingo and turn up.
Talking to the moon.
Fill up the Zingo and turn up.
On the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay, Kobe doing work. 2-4 on my shirt. He the greatest on the court, and I'm the greatest on the verse. Going for the fourth ring like it was his first. Gotta get the gleam. Do it for Kareem. 2-4, so nice. My flow so mean. Catch me at the game, sitting next to Goldstein. Kobe Bryant Nikes, purple gold strings. Kobe in the game, dunking on
the whole team.
Black Mamba, attack conquer. Basketball beast, rap monster. Crossover good, a turnaround jumper. Or just drive the lane and dunk on dunkers. You know where it's going down, yo. This is the lake show, but don't drown, though. I call him King Bryant, not let the crown show. Watch me get him like Kobe, yeah. Sick with it, no COVID, yeah. Black clouds break open, yeah. Rain down black roses, yeah. I smell roses, I'm focused, yeah. Okay. Game's cold, I'm frozen, yeah. The lane's broken, I'm golden, yeah. All my manopla, okay. Kobe doing work. 2-4 on my shirt. He the greatest on the court, and I'm the greatest on the verse. Going for the fourth ring like it was his first. Gotta get the gleam. Do it for Kareem. 2-4 doing work. 2-4 on my shirt. He the Kobe doing work. 2-4 on my shirt. He the Kobe doing work.
2-4 on my shirt. He the greatest on the court, and I'm the greatest on the verse. Going for the fourth ring like it was his first. Gotta get the gleam, do it for Kareem. 2-4 so nice, my flow so mean. Catch me at the game, sitting next to Goldstein. Kobe Bryant Nikes, purple gold strings. Kobe in the game, dunking on
the whole team.
Black Mamba, Attack Conquer, Basketball Beast, Rap Monster, Crossover Good, a Turnaround Jumper, or just drive the lane and dunk on dunkers. You know where it's going down, yo. This is the Lake Show, but don't drown, though. I call him King Bryant, not let the crown show. Watch me get him like Kobe, yeah. Sick with it, no COVID, yeah. Black clouds break open, yeah. Rain down black roses, yeah. I smell the rose and I'm focused, yeah. The game's cold, but I'm frozen, yeah. The lanes are closed, but I'm bowling, yeah. All mine, but no cobras, all around, no borders. All eyes take notice, recognize my importance. Never die, I'm immortal. Got the culture on my shoulder, I see the vultures flying over. So now we march like we soldiers, until we walk like we strolling, yeah. Sit the poison, my last game, like that's game, yeah. You're put 5 rings on my last name, Oscar could've been my first. On one leg, on my last leg, on the last shot, that's work. No Achilles heel like Tofield, it's the last dance like twerk. Hold a gold beating on my chest and goes right tap tap. This is black entertainment, baby. This is black power status, yeah. 2 fingers for the mama seat, I'm screaming black mama matters, yeah. Heart goes out to Vanessa and the whole black,
There's only one Mo Chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life. It's the Morning Vito on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Now, I know it's weird hearing me on the afternoon on a Tuesday, but you know how we do things, man. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. I'm your host, Wheezy Moonchaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. You may know me from the best morning show in the country, The Morning Detour, every Friday on CKUT from 7 to 9. Now, this Friday, we're giving away 3 Valentine's Day gift baskets. We're talking about sex toys, bee condoms. We have try a thing in there. We have essential soaps. We got some from Synergy Medispa. We got Here by D. There's so many things in there. This the ultimate starter pack for this Valentine's Day. So I'm really excited about that. Of course, I have a guest co-host, Kim Rula. She's one of the best in the game, man. It's going to be deep, man. We got Wibka, President Joan Lee. She's hopping through as well. So, you know, things is moving. Now, this Wheezy Rush Hour special, I'm highlighting Black excellence. We have 2-time NBA champion Joel Anthony. He's the new general manager of the Montreal Alliance. You know, they just joined the CEBL. So that's going down. So I talked to him about what it meant for him to give back to the basketball culture in Quebec. And, of course, I talk about what it's like to win an NBA champion alongside LeBron and Wade. And my next interview is my man King Champs. He's an artist out of Philly. We talked about COVID in the States. We talked about music, some new projects he got coming out. So, you know, this is a mixy show. But I know you guys are stuck in traffic. I know y'all stuck on the metro. I know you just want to get home. So let me play some tunes. I got DJ Maddie in the ones and twos. We are the Guardians of the Galaxy. I need space. You know how we do things. It's the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. Let's play some more music. There's only one Mo Chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Kanye and Game. It's
my
easy.
Life was never
he was once
you know how we do
from around the
it's never
way.
Easy being a Montrealer.
My life was never
he was once
never easy being Kanye either.
Yeah.
My life was never
easy.
Montreal, my city, you are not locked in to the Weezy Rush Hour.
My life was never
easy. DJ Maggie, the ones and twos. I need space. Catch us every Friday on the morning detour.
Started in my Cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. Puffing chronic, puffing Biggie out the window, speaker subbing. Running to the crypts, it ain't no discussion. Bullet wounds drenched in Hennessy and teaspoons of Robitussin.
He was once a thug from around the world.
My life was never
easy.
My life was never
easy.
Well, easy. Well, easy.
Started with my Cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. Puffing chronic, puffing Biggie out the window, speaker subbing. Running to the crypts, it ain't no discussion. Bullet wounds drenched in Hennessy and teaspoons of Robitussin. Head up phase, got a few concussion. Yeah, Compton's amazed, Dr. Dre percussion. God, please grant my nigga eternal life. We need the beats. Aftermath, where you fall asleep, you do not eat. And my belly is full. Gorilla riding the bull. Banana clips in the
with Maddie Phillip on the morning detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
When niggas die in they jewels. Too many problems, too many YGs. So many ties to dollar signs, easy to end up on E. I got shot up like Columbine, the Crips descended on me. Saw my name on the dotted line, that was vengeance on beats. This is the way.
He was once a thug from around the way.
My life was never
easy.
My life was never
easy.
There it is, there it was, don't interrupt, just because it's no love, shoulder shrug. I ain't bring nothing to the table when I'm the table. I'ma turn up the music, wake up the neighbors. I'ma get that thug life tatted across the navel. It's how I am in real life, not just on cable. Mr. Narcissist, tell me about my arrogance. No more counseling, I don't negotiate.
For mine, I got to shine.
Now throw your hands up in the sky. Hey. I'ma get on the TV, mama. I'ma push it down.
Hey.
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 Started off last week. It was all good. Watching wrestle LeBron James on the hardwood. Shorty told me to face, so it's all good. It ain't no way I done win Hollywood. It's all good. All good, my credit all good, I'm always good, my pockets all good, my mama still straight, a bakery chef, how I been flipping all this cake, got a flock of female, took them 12 Barbados, purple drink sipping, why you on that K-roll, we ain't at no playground, I'ma show you how I play though, say I'm playing mind games with her, she call me Play Doh, I wanna Janet Jackson, I'm sitting in front of TV thinking I need an actress, your wheel cost more than your friend though. All I do is point at the she come closer. Body like a 2 liter, fat as hell. Got a smart that department, about to graduate from Yale. A high maintenance, compliment my nails. You know it ain't no going against the grain, I'ma prevail.
But you know what make them aggy?
I throw me a dally.
Tell a gal fi go away. Shot all you want, but you can't touch me. Every day of me life blessed like Sunday. And on my fault, so you born ugly. Jealous of me looks, just you me look like a dally. You me look like a dally. Enough money spent pon me body. Enough man a dead over me. If you want me a dally, listen me. Dally keep it good, dally attitude. Dally name now call pon every youth. Now mix up, me no friendly some up. No man or girl can get me for you, so go away. Can't roll with the rebel TC, I'm pretty. Is a dally link up, up a dally Sunday. From your waist dirty down, come around with only par with clean house, girl only. Like a dally, like a dally. Rain up money spent on me.
what it is. There's some five stars. She a big gold freak. It's a must that I hit. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Know she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Yeah. Know she got it lit.
Look, handle me? Who gon' handle me? Thinking he's a player, he's a member on the team. He put in all that work, he wanna be the MVP. I told him ain't no taming me, I love my equally. 9 to 5 with that superstar beat. Superstar thought, now I got him far late. I called a Jake to get that nick, I told him call, don't send no text. And don't you tell him you with me when they be asking where you went. I can't read your mind, gotta say that shit. Take your love, should I take that dick? Got a whole lot of awesome feelings. I'm a high girl, so you know.
I got Versace boxes in every room. Plain watches are M in the paddock too. She been Cali, but she live in Malibu. Super sexy and come with her attitude. Yeah, got me daddy-o. Feel like Biggie, I'm going back to Cali-o. Come up Terrence, no, this not a patio. Hey, come stick me, hit me with the antidote. I can sign you little like Alamo. In my business, little you another. I top dogger, he told Roscoe, slam the door. Ain't no cover, you know we get plenty more. Steady penny, now I got a penny low. Shorty pretty, I'm tryna get in a...
Disappear like Houdini. She ride on me just like a new Lamborghini.
Listen, you know I could do the rush hour when I'm playing some big fields. The misogyny, the drama.
Down so much money, gotta bring the machine.
Beat condoms, I salute.
If in the night, like an agency. Steeping on me, crank the car with no key. Usually I'm pouring up his oddity. Drinking on all with a bad love. Trapping and dig out it in white and green. Coast to coast, flipping excited teams. I hit your in the trouble to lean. Have a hell of a time whenever we lean. Rolling our way to the Philippines. Purchase ammo for my guillotine. Do what I did and I got me some things I ain't never seen. Pouring it up like it's caffeine. Came out the gutter, word up to my mother. I came out the gutter, told magazine. Trapped in the field for the casualty. Standing in the field and you know I'm not an athlete. Benjamin Franklin's and got in my pockets and got in my veins and then got in my pores. Surfing Australia, surfing America, surfing and Stella on surfing Dior.
Playmakers.
Run that back, Turbo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oops, I made a mess, G5 of the jet. I'm about to catch, I double the bed. My money stretch from south to the west. Lord is the best, get home with a check. He done fucked up, put some dough on his head. Can't be knocked down, that's a nut on the leg. Let me catch up like a...
Love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
I made a mess, G5 of the jet. I'm about to catch, I double the bed. My money stretch from south to the west. Lord is the best, get home with a check. He done f***ed up, put some dough on his head. Can't be not done, left a nut on the list. Run this cash out like a motherf***ing track. Yeah, yeah. Nigga f***ed up, tryna hide the drum on the stick on the side of the switch. Switch. Call up a limpity vibe, pull up and let him massage it. Alright. Oh, that's your new ride. We whipping and swerving our kind of strut. Whipping and running, my little pulling a gun and they hit when they trying to hit. My started running, we shooting rats right in their stomachs and leave them inside us. Ain't nothing funny when you got a bread on the onion, don't look like you frying the bread. Hit her on Sunday, she still wanna ask me for money, she gon' end up dying. Got me some hundreds, and still gotta keep it 100, cause these counterfeit. Yeah.
We had a long sex, good push, top of bowl to crest. It's all the roses wet, just like a red bouncing in back. Make sure your nose ain't wet. He fell a bit, I'm addicted to the. I'm on my Benjamin, shake out my neck. Hollin' my Benin.
There's only one more, Chase. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Don't give too much away. Don't give too. I don't want nobody to know who's on
right,
the
show. Right.
Let me tell y'all right now. He's a Montreal native, 10-year NBA vet. Most dudes never make it to the NBA from Canada. This guy went 10 years deep. Two NBA champions. Some guys play there. Charles Barkley don't have a ring. A man right here, he got two of them. He's been anointed the first general manager of the Montreal Alliance, a Canadian elite basketball league. Super excited. I think we're just one step away from the NBA, Montreal. I'd like to welcome to the show. I'm going to call you the champion. The champion, Joel Anthony. How you doing, Joel?
I'm good, man. Appreciate you having me on the show.
In my email to your communication people, I made sure I put, I'm a fellow SunU alum. Like, I'm not just some random guy. Like, I play ball, I'd say, not with you, but a couple years behind. I was telling you off here, Joel, I've never heard you say five words back-to-back together. You must be the quietest silent killer ever in history. You're not much of a talker, Joel.
Yeah, no, it's, I've always kind of been like that. Well, actually, my mom said, like, when I was really young, I used to talk a lot to the point that she used to be worried about, you know, about me when I was around people because, you know, she just put me in a room, like, with people, and I just, you know, wouldn't stop. But, I grew up, you know, kind of the strong, silent type.
this guy's like the Black Clint Eastwood. He was strong. Okay, Joel, let's pay the bills first. You know, I want to talk some NBA. Let's pay the bills first.
Right.
Life after basketball. Did you always view yourself becoming a GM or doing something in the front office? Was this always an ambition of yours, or were you just going to retire on an island? I seen you in the island.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. When I used to, you know, first talk about, you know, post career, you know, what it was I wanted to do, and you know, what was some of the people in the NBA that used to help us out. You know, he said, like, well, what do you want to do? I said, look, I just want to kind of ride off into the sunset. You know, I'll just, you know, be able to, you know, stay someplace warm and just relax. And you know, as I got older, and you know, obviously, you know, there's more that that I wanted. And as I started to get closer to retirement, like, I thought, look, I would take a year off. You know, I wanted to take a year off and not really do much. And then, you know, from there, see what it was, you know, that might be available. And so once I was done, you know, I was pretty sure I was, you know, I wasn't going to play again. And, you know, I just ended up, you know, staying around ball a little bit, you know. So I was helping out with the, you know, the Raptors 905. And, you know, I saw myself, you know, wanting to do some stuff on the player development side. And I liked, you know, working with the young guys. And so I got involved in the coaching program, which, you know,
yeah, I seen that. Started
to get me, you know, get me really, really involved. Yeah, you know, you definitely have to talk with all of that. It's definitely, it was a really good experience for me. And I think it helped, you know, kind of open my eyes to, you know, wanting to, you know, for focusing on trying to do more after. You know, after basketball, in terms of, you know, the other side of the game,
and exactly.
The front office was always a big interest to me, but I was never it was never something that was, you know, I was, you know, for
pursuing like that.
But I definitely had, you know, definitely more interest in that that side of things. It's just at the time I just wasn't able to really focus in on it. So, you know, the things just kind of happened organically in terms of, you know, where I am right now.
So no coaching, because you know, I had seen you with the 905. So, Joel's still in the mix, because you 10-year NBA vet. So you live and breathe basketball, especially to have lasted that long at the apex of basketball. You had to stay fit mentally and physically. So you eat and breathe basketball. So I was thinking to myself, okay, Joel might pop up as a coach, but GM is a very important role. So walk me through general manager. And there's a lot of first time. First general manager, Canadian elite basketball, Montreal. We have a lot of good talent. I wish they had this about 15 years ago. Because all the Bucks, the Nathans. Because I wish we had about 50 years ago. I knew all the older heads, guys that are coaching the younger guys, and I'd be like, yo, if we had this, we'd have ate this up. Yeah. Walk me through the role of a general manager. Is it more picking the guys? Is it more dealing with the hierarchy of staff? Or are you intertwining all levels of the organization?
Honestly, what I think more than anything, it really depends on, you know, where you are as an organization.
Right.
You know, so I talked with you know, the two guys that, you know, are friends of mine that are both GMs in our league, and Jermaine Anderson over in Hamilton, and yeah, you know, Javon Shepherd in Ottawa. You know, we played together on national team. You know, that's like family to me. And so, right, you know, both of them were like, look, like you have to take this job. Like, it makes, you know, the most sense. And you know, I definitely, as soon as I, you know, found out that there was going to be a team, I, you know, talked with the commissioner, Mike Morales, about it. And you know, I wanted to, you know, be involved, but I wasn't sure on the GM role because I knew there was, you know, that's a lot of work.
This
is my responsibility. And, you know, I wanted to make sure, like, I was going to be ready for it. And
right,
it wasn't so much that I didn't want to do it. I just wanted to be as prepared as I could be, you know, going into this role, because, you know, it was a world I hadn't been in. So, you know, both of them were, you know, tell me, yeah, you know, you have to do it. And you know, I laugh about it now with them, because I was like, look, you know, you guys kind of set me up, because you know, everyone, you know, realize, you know, wants me to do it, but, you know, I don't have the same, you know, my responsibility is different from theirs, because,
exactly,
you know, that they at least had their base and their foundation set up, you know, in terms of knowing, you know, they knew, like, what they're doing ticketing wise, and, you know, they had at least an idea on the coach and staff, what, and you know, there's so many different things in terms
of that's all
the
you,
arena.
That's
and so, you. No, it's not all me, but these are all things that have to be done and have to be, you know, taken into consideration. Yeah. So, you know, for me now, it's really so much of, you know, really everything. I'm trying to obviously focus on the most important thing, which is the basketball side of
it. Yeah, the team.
So, you know, right now it's really in terms of, you know, hiring a coach, finding, you know, identifying talent, and, you know, start going through the recruiting process in terms of finding free agents, and then identifying some of the other players, you know, the university players that would be able to play as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's one of, you know, like the biggest things, but, you know, I still have to, you know, like help go through like all the scouting with the coaching side. I have to, you know, be able to pick the assistants and going through the interview process. But there's, you know, and if you're just focusing on that, you know, still, you know, that's a lot, but it's still fine. But there's still so much more in terms of, you know, trying to help with sponsorship, trying to figure out, you know, what we're doing, you know, on the medical side. You know, I have to, find an athletic therapist and strength coach, and, you know, all the interviews that go into it. So it's there's a lot, and, you know, I could just go down the list. So, you know, I think a lot of it, you know, depends on the situation you're going into.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, where we're really starting at the bottom as an expansion team. But, you know, this is actually what, you know, really makes it enjoyable for me, because I'm really helping to build this from the ground up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really helping to build this from the ground up. And so this is going to be, you know, a situation where, you know, like we could really leave, you know, a really good imprint as long as it's done right.
Listen. How important was it, you know, this next question is kind of twofold. How important was it for you to come back home and give back in whichever way you wanted to the community in Montreal?
Extremely important. Extremely important. The fact that I'd be able to have a role like this that was going to have, you know, a huge impact on the community, on, you know, like our community here in Montreal, the basketball community. It's, you know, obviously, you know, throughout my years growing up, being, you know, really involved in the Black community in Montreal as well. It's just, you know, the opportunity to be able to touch, you know, so many different you know, areas of the city, and to really get, you know, a bunch of people involved in so many different ways, and having, you know, I definitely have some experience on the basketball side, but, you know,
I think
to but the ability to actually, you know, be able to reach out and have an effect on these, it's you know, that type of responsibility. You know, I just love the fact that I'm in this position to be able to do that, where I could really help, you know, some people in terms of helping them gain, you know, this league is really about, you know, opportunity and experience. Yeah. And it's, you know, the ability to be able to give that to people is, you know, one of the main things of what it's about. You know, like, I want to be able to help people. I want, you know, I want to see guys. I want to be able to see, you know, players be able to be successful and, you know, start to launch their careers. But, you know, I want everyone, you know, I want our coaches to be able to get better and get more opportunities, you know, on the professional level. I want, you know, like our staff, you know, people that are working in video and people doing the communications, all that. This is all about, you know, growing and getting better, and, you know, people furthering their career. So it's a big responsibility.
It's the growth of Quebec basketball, and I think you're going to have you're in a position now to have a lasting effect on it. You're going to impact it on so many levels, because, like you said, you're going to create opportunities for people in all different interests that have to do with basketball in the organization. Now, Montreal, my city, if you're now joining me, I'm sitting down with champion Joel Anthony, 10-year NBA vet. You are you got two rings. And I say you got one. You got two rings. He's the first general manager for the Montreal Lions Canadian Elite Basketball League. They're going to begin playing Verdun Auditorium next May. So it's going down. Joel, I couldn't let you leave. We have to walk through a couple of things. People going to kill me if I don't ask you. Just walk me through the emotions. I remember watching you on TV and being so proud. Now, one... Knowing a little bit about your character, you're very humble. You don't talk that much, so you're not a boasty kind of guy. So I felt it was always a good look for our city having you at the forefront in the NBA and the likes. But walk me through the emotions, 2012, that NBA championship, moments before you know you guys are about to win it. What are some of the feelings you're feeling that? Because that's a moment only few in life ever will ever experience.
Right. It really starts like once you know the game is in hand, like that's when it really starts, where you're like, you know, you might say something, you might not, and you're like this is really gonna happen, like we're really like we're about to do it. And it's just it starts to build up, you know, it's this rush. You start thinking about, you know, everything, like all the, you know, all the sacrifices you had to go through, all the work you had to put in, you know, like, you know, all the, you know, issues you had, you know, dealing with, you know, whatever it was, you know, on the court, off the court, like everything, you know, just starts to build up, like wait, we're actually going to do this, like this goal that we had set is, you know, about to be achieved. And so, you know, as that clock starts to wind down, it's just, you know, starts building up. And then it's this huge rush of emotion once, you know, the confetti starts falling and that final horn goes and, you know, people start, you know, crowding the court. It's so it's this amazing, crazy rush of emotion that, you know, goes on. It's like at the time, it might last for, you know, at its height, like probably, you know, goes up for probably an hour, like as we are going through everything, then it turns down a bit, and then once everyone's in the locker room, it, you know, goes back up again, you know, the champagne's going, and now we're, you know, like really, because like then it's just us, you know, like it's kind of everyone, you know, when you first win, like everyone's around, you know, your family's able to come down, and you know, you have to deal with the media and then do all that stuff, and so it's, you know, you're dealing with all that. But then when you're in the locker room, that's when it's, you know, you're around like just everyone that was in, you know, in those battles with you, you know, your brothers. And it's really, you know, like another set, you know, of emotion right there. And it's just, you know, over the top, you know, it's so like that's why, you know, you see guys, you know, like crying and breaking down, you know, on the ground, can't believe it. It's, you know, there's a shock almost to your system, because, you know, you've finally done something, you know, to imagine like giving up so much and working so hard to have like one ultimate goal, and to finally, and when that finally comes, you know, especially the first one, you know, like the first one, you don't know what to even expect, you know, you don't know how you're going to be. You know, and so like once it reaches, it's it really is an amazing feeling. And then, you know, like that's why, you know, you fight so hard to be able to get that again, because you're like, I want that again. Like I need that, you know, I need that again. And you know, that's you know, that becomes a goal.
Being a Canadian player and seeing the influx of so many dope Canadian players emerging into the NBA now, what kind of advice would you have for them? Because you've lasted 10 years in the NBA. There's a plethora of things that you have to deal with. So what was your secret in surviving in the NBA that long?
You know, like one more than anything, you have to, you know, you have to know who you are, you know, in the league, you know. And so it's a process of trying to, you know, trying to find yourself. You know, sometimes you have to end up, you know, reinventing yourself, you know, as things, you know, start to change, the league starts to change, you have to be able to adapt with it. And so, but, you know, more than anything is just, you know, staying focused on what you, on your actual goal, and, you know, understanding that you have to be willing to sacrifice, you know, whatever it is, you know, to be able to accomplish that. Like you have to really put everything into it, you know, 2 feet in, and you just go, like no detours, no, you know, looking at the side and, you know, worried about anything extra. Like if you have a straight, you know, plan, and if it's authentic enough in terms of, you know, wanting to get better, wanting to win, is, you know, the built of the right things, you'll be able to be in a position to you know, to be successful. And
I've always wanted to ask you this, and I knew the moment was going to come. So like for me, this is like a really big deal to get this interview with you, even though we have mutual friends, because just I know, like, I have to ask Joe this. Joe, you've always been the type of basketball player. You've worked hard. You hustled. Nobody can ever say that, you know, you're on the court just showboating. So I know those kind of attributes, people like LeBron, Wade, they would love. Just real quick, speak to me about your experience playing with someone like Dwayne Wade. And Dwayne Wade, I love him second to Kobe, me personally. But speak to me a little bit, your emotions about that. What was it like playing with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and doing the championship run?
Honestly, it was amazing, you know, like to be able to, so like D Wade, you know, playing with him, you know, he well, obviously, like, since my rookie year, you know, I was over there, so we ended up playing together for, you know, like just about 7 years. And to see, you know, someone like that was, you know, clearly a superstar, you know, future Hall of Famer in the league, and seeing him play, you know, like in his prime at, you know, such a high level. But also, you know, seeing how humble he was and how, you know, how much of a, you know, like down to earth, you know, person he, you know, he really was as an individual, you know, was, you know, like definitely great to see, because like he made, you know, like everyone, you know, feel welcome, feel comfortable. And so, you know, to be able to see, you know, to be able to see that and to be able to play with someone like that, you know, was, you know, it was an amazing experience. And, you know, obviously, you know, everyone sees everything on the court, and, you know, us too, like to be able to see him, you know, especially his, you know, that 08-09 season, I think it was, when he was, you know, you missed out on the MVP. Like, I've never played with anyone, you know, any type of score, you know, like that, you know, at least playing on at that type of level.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen anyone, you know, quite like that, you know, before. And then, you know, like Bron was just, you know, like there was so much asked, and, you know, so much talked about, you know, about him. And, you know, even before he came to the team, like we all, you know, like we'd watch games and we're like, man, like this, you know, ridiculous athlete.
Yeah, he's larger, you know, than
like
life, he's, right?
Yeah, like there's so much stuff that, you know, even though you're playing against him, you're like, damn, like I can't believe he, you know, was able to do that. But being around him, and then, you know, realizing, you know, like really, you know, you hear about, you know, he obviously has a great understanding of the game, but realizing, you know, how high his IQ, you know, like really is, like he really is, like, you know, kind of like a genius level, you know, like IQ in terms of, you know, understanding like what, you know, what everyone is supposed to do. And it's not just, you know, like basketball IQ, like he's, you know, just simple stuff. Like he could, you know, he remembers, you know, he could remember anything, you know, counting his, like just, you know, running numbers and stuff like that. Is it like, it's just one of those things that comes easy to him, you know? He's just like,
he's gifted.
Just really gifted. And but to be able to, you know, see that live, you know, every single day, and then seeing the work that he put in, you know, like that's what was really impressive too, like, just because, you know, like I was known for, you know, to being like a hard worker and like that. That's, you know, that's what I did. And, you know, to be able to see someone, you know, to see someone really maximize on all of their talent. Like he's someone that literally puts in every bit of work that you would expect from someone that's extremely talented. There's no shortcuts. It's not like just because, you know, like he's naturally like good.
Yeah.
Like, no, like he put in all the work, you know, studied, put in all the work on his body, on his game, like to really, you know, be able to be as successful as he is. It's not, you know, a fluke. So to be able to see that from, you know, from him was, you know, like really impressive. And also, you know, how he was with people, because people always want to know like what's it like playing with Ron. And you know, he's like, you know, just like if you had, you know, a fun, you know, talkative, joking all the time, you know, type of teammate, like that's him.
That's
you know, there's just all that other stuff, you know, as well on top of it.
A special individual. This is also our Kobe tribute episode as well. You obviously got a chance to play against Kobe. Mm-hmm. Just speak to me about that a little bit. Kobe was serious, wasn't he? Like me, I'm the biggest Kobe fan. So like, there's two things I gotta ask Joe. I gotta ask Joe about Wade. I gotta ask Joe about Kobe.
Right.
So do you have a favorite Kobe memory? Or a game or experience that you're like, yeah, Kobe's fan.
It's funny because like you said Wade. So I'm remembering the one that stands out the most is definitely, I can't remember the year, probably like, it was around 08 or 09. And so D-Wade's playing in the All-Star game with Kobe.
Yeah.
You know, takes a little bit of a, you know, aggressive swing or whatever. You know, it's not intentional or anything. It's the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Breaks Kobe's nose.
Yeah.
So we so after the break, we were in LA, and I think it's, I don't know if it was like the first game after the break, like it was pretty recently, like after the All-Star break, we go over there, and this is, you know this is D-Wade, like, you know, there's nothing like holding him back, no injuries, like he's healthy, he's, you know, averaging like just about 30, defending everyone, you know, at a high level, playing both sides, like clearly like MVP, like candidate, like, you know, it was crazy he wasn't able to get it. But goes against Kobe, and the focus that man had, where you knew it was like the personally, like in general, like their relationship, you know, great.
Yeah.
But it was personal, like right there on the court. And he went, you know, he was going at him from jump, and there was nothing, you know, that really could be done. Like, come down, back in, turn, shot face, turn, come down, sidestep, bucket. And it was just like nonstop. And, you know, I'm trying to run in, you know, trying to help defense. I'm thinking, okay, like I might be able to, you know, get a block. He's changing his, you know, changing his shot.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, just as like offensive onslaught. And he was just going at him. I've never seen anyone, you know, be able to, you know, like do that, you know, or really, you know, to
really
obviously, you know, like people are able to score, and, you know, it's either, you know, he'll either, you know, like definitely be able to lock someone down, or like even if, you know, someone's able to get by, I'm always going there, you know, like to help. And, you know, to see someone like just like run off like all those like buckets right away, like, you know, like you could tell he like took it personally, and that's, you know, like who he was, like when he's like when he got, you know, that motivation to like really be focused, and like he, you know, like he was just unstoppable, like offensively. And, you know, this is against, like, you have, like, we're a good defensive team, we're very good defensive players, like we're both, like, as a team, very good, you know, we're top five in the league, I think, at that point, and defensively, and or like at least top 10. And then, you know, individually, you know, we have like the athletes that were, you know, really good defensively, and
stoppers,
you know, and it just goes to show, like, you know, you really just, you know, you're just trying to contain, you know, someone like that, you know, someone that is, you know, as talented as that offensively, you know, there isn't anything you do. You just have to live with, you know, like making them take tough shots.
Yeah, live with the onslaught.
Yeah.
Man, listen, Joel, you've lived a beautiful life. You have much more to come, but thus far, it's been great. What advice, you know, if you give one key advice to anybody trying to achieve anything in life, what would you give them? You're an NBA champion, 10-year veteran. You've created relationships with people that most people never meet in life. You've seen things. You've played against Kobe. To me, that makes you the dopest guy in the world. Like, that's super cool to me. I'm a Kobe guy.
Yeah.
What mantra carries you through that you've always told you? So that's probably something your mom told you because she's good people. But what has carried you all this way on your journey of success?
I think, and it's something that's, you know, it's been said so much now. Like, you know, you have guys like Joel Embiid that say it all the time in terms of trust in the process.
Yeah.
But that was something that even before, like, he was in the league, like, we always said, like, in Miami, and that was something that I always stuck with in terms of just believing in what is not just so much like believing in yourself, but believing in the path that you're going down. Like, you can't really second guess it, and that, you know, really everything is going to be all right. And you, like, as long as you stay on that path, that you'll be fine. And it's, you know, like, there's times, like, you know, when my mom, like just like growing up, you know, like if things weren't, you know, everything wasn't all the way perfect, you know, like at home, she'd be like, look, like, everything's, you know, gonna be okay. Everything's gonna, you know, she'd always remind me, you know, everything was gonna be okay. And so, and as long as you focus on what you're supposed to do and do, you know, what you're supposed to do, like, you know, things, you'd always find a way to make things work out. And so that was one of the things that helped me, I think, the most, especially, you know, there's times like throughout, you know, early throughout my career, like, I wasn't playing and, you know, and people would always, you know, always wonder, well, how are you able to, you know, like, come into the game after, like, not playing for so long, where most people and would be, you know, mentally gone, and, like, you're able to, like, give that energy, you know, like, right away. And, you know, for me, it was just like, look, I knew, you know, I knew the process that I was on. I trusted, you know, in terms of what I was doing. I continued to put the work, so, like, I wasn't cheating myself or anyone else. And, you know, I just believed that it was, you know, it was going to come. And so, like, well, once I had, you know, an opportunity to do something, you know, I was able to, you know, not have anything else coming into my mind in terms of second guessing, you know, what I was doing. Like, you can't second guess, you know, and that's why I say to trust the process, because you can't second guess your decisions, you know. Like, if you start second guess yourself and you're thinking about too much about these things, like, that's when it's really going to affect you. And it's hard to do. It's extremely hard to do, and so sometimes it'll be, you know, harder days, you know, sometimes you'll have some easier days, but you know, to really maintain that course is really the biggest thing. You know, you almost have to, you know, just have those blinders on where you're locked in and focused on moving forward.
Let me tell you something, the whole city's focused on this Montreal Alliance team, Canadian Elite Basketball League. I've been talking with the first GM of the team, Mr. Joel Anthony. Joel, listen, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. You know, we went like 30 on this. This is great, man. Thank you for the story. Going down memory lane. I see the jerseys in the back. It's been an honor to know you, and I'm excited for things to come, for the growth of Quebec basketball, the growth of the Montreal Alliance, and to see what we can do with basketball. We have amazing talent in the city. It's not just Toronto. It's not just Halifax. We got some great talent here in Montreal, here in Quebec, and I'm happy that you're a part of the journey.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on the show, and yeah, you know, it's definitely an exciting time. You know, I've been, you know, hearing a lot of the responses from people, the excitement and everything that you know, people are having. It's been great, and I've actually been surprised at how overwhelming it seems to be right now in terms of, you know, the excitement that people have. But, you know, it's definitely a great time for basketball in our city, and I'm just, you know, like I said, you know, extremely happy to be able to be a part of that, and, you know, to be able to have an effect on you know, how things go.
But listen, stay in touch. Don't be a stranger. Anyways, we gotta figure out how I gotta communicate with you. Listen, just let me know what's up. Y'all know if y'all need a host for the games. It don't get better than me. It don't get better than me. Don't talk much of my city, Joel Anthony.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hyped necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
My only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yo. You're rocking with Matty Phillip on the Morning Detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
We got to bring it out heat. The Weezy Rush Hour. DJ Maggie, the ones and twos. Oh, man. You know how we do vibes. If you like what you hear, you like the energy, you love the conversation, you can catch us every Friday, the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. 7 to 9 is the best morning show in the country, I promise you. Let's go!
You're rocking with Matty Phillip on the Morning Detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
The way you slow wine, girl, you make me come over. And I want you to whine and hold me tight. I want you to stay for the rest of the night. Girl, I wanna slow wine on ya. I wanna move, you make me groovy like soca. Slow wine on ya. I wanna feel you, yeah, yeah. Slow wine on ya. Come on, let me hug up that bumper, nana. Slow wine on ya. Hey, yo, make that bumper go. Around, let me take that fast wine, girl, and slow you down, girl. Ease in, ease out, ease in, ease out. Slow down on the tick, take time with the top. One side at a time, make the bumper drop, girl. Ease in, ease out, ease in.
You say that I'm in my element. I might just decide to slide on my enemies. I go along on a glide for the hell of it. I bring a different vibe when I'm stepping in. Can't you say that I'm in my element? I might just decide to slide on my enemies. Can't you say that I'm in my element? I might just decide to slide on my enemies. I go along on a glide for the hell of it. I bring a different vibe when I'm stepping in. If a nigga ain't right, I'm correcting it. Everybody know for sure I'ma take it there. So cross your T's and dot your I's when you're messing. I never subscribe to guys on the internet. Living for the clout, telling lies to the press again. Better don't take me for the fool, I ain't never been. Don't bother with lies, I'm wise when I'm checking them. I'm redirecting them back to this enderman. Then you go see reality, go start arresting them. Be like to them, no hear when I was telling them. But life real, I ain't living like the rest of them.
Yes, we are blessed, but it's harder to see sometimes. Trying to find my peace of mind. You said, how could you be so blind, baby? You just follow your dreams, you gotta live your life. I give you something to believe in, I'ma be the reason. So clear, please say it won't be. Real life is for living, but the price you've been given is not cheap.
Like us, let's go. This kid, man, this song would never go on the
a sugar mighty. Father God a sugar mighty. I and I move under the shadow of the Almighty. Shadow of the Almighty. Wonder man can't contain them. Say when I move with stranger, the whole of a friend them a ranger. Fire late and end up in a danger. Now all the day and the calendar.